At the end of this year, most major film companies will stop offering movies on 35mm film reels. No problem for megaplexes that are successful enough to afford digital projectors that can cost $100,000 each. But what about small drive-in theaters that can't afford that? Globe, Arizona is home to the last single-screen drive-in theater in the state, the Apache, and it is closing this weekend after more than 60 years. Joining us from Globe is Bob Hollis, owner of the Apache. And Bob, must be a tough moment for the community.
I mean, everybody wants to save the drive-in. I mean, you know, they're disappointed that it's closing. It's a family-oriented business. I mean, you know, the family comes out on a Friday or Saturday night or a Sunday evening, and they put up their lawn chairs, they can sit and they watch the movie, the kids get cranky, they go in the car and go to sleep. That's the way the drive-ins have always been.
And you've been there all along for this drive-in. Tell us about growing up at the Apache. You took it over from your father, right?
I did. My father was a manager for 20th Century Fox. I took over pretty much in 82, 83 in there, and I've been doing it ever since.
What's the best memory you've got there of actually seeing a movie at the drive-in?
Oh, gosh. You know, one is Rocky. I remember when Rocky came, and it was big. It was one of those one of the classics. And, I mean, the drive-in was packed, and people were just really excited to see that. And I remember, I can actually remember seeing this, and it was just amazing to watch that. But, I mean, there's several memories. I mean, and that's kind of special. And for our community, that's a big thing.
Could you have just stayed open and run old films that are still on 35mm?
They're getting harder and harder to get. I mean, I could have stayed open and played movies that were older this year, but it's just getting very hard to get them now.
Well, how much of this is about the digital projector cost, and how much of it is it about the fact that young people these days don't really go to drive-in theaters anymore?
You know, well, it's almost all about digital. If 35mm was still the norm, the drive-in would stay open. A lot of the big cities, the drive-ins close because you're sitting on an 8 to 10-acre parcel of land for a single-screen drive-in. Mm. 8 acres of land in Phoenix, Arizona, or Boston, it's worth a lot of money. Worth more than you'll ever make operating a drive-in.
Well, what's the last movie you're going to show? Because you're closing up tomorrow night.
Linda Gross, a lady that runs a local newspaper here in town, is actually sponsoring an event tomorrow night. And it is an event, not just a movie. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff going on out there. And we're going to actually play American Graffiti.
All right.
Drive-in classic.
Bob Hollis, owner of the Apache Theater, which is closing tomorrow with, it sounds like, American Graffiti, joining us from Globe, Arizona. Bob, thanks so much for talking with us.
Jeremy, have a good day.
And this, of course, Rock Around the Clock from the opening scene of American Graffiti.
And you're heading for Arizona, are you
soon,
not?
Soon, yes. I will be in Phoenix in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. So listeners there will see you. You will not, though, be able to wear your PJs to the drive-in.
I guess not. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston with a new performance season. Miranda July, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.